Somebody says, Bob, you should have hit Dusty with a thanks, coach, when he told you to mulch your leaves before raking. That's right.
No, my bad. I'm not going to thanks coach anybody, because if you've seen my yard, I'm open for all the advice. I was talking to our guy, Froman, one of the great Chiefs fans. He works over at Hy-Vee at 135th yesterday, and he was telling me, I got this lawn care company. Like, please come out and take care of my yard. Please, please, please. I mean, it is an absolute mess. We can't get grass to grow, and so we're in the middle of, I know, I just dropped another $250 on seed and fertilizer and blankets and all this other crap to try to get some yard growth going, because I feel bad my neighbors have to look at it. That's where I am on that part. You know, right. I feel bad my neighbors have to look at this thing.
Yeah. Somebody asked if they've fired Mike McCarthy yet in Dallas. No.
No, they have not.
And Doug Peterson still has a job, which I'm surprised.
Well, I'm not, because they're still in London for another week. They got another game over there.
Do they just stay?
Yeah, they do. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, with, you know, the hurricane and everything that went through there. They're trying to make London kind of a, you know, a home base as well, but they're not going to do that if they don't win some football games. But, you know, we were in London last year, and I was saying this when we came back. I did see some Jag jerseys over there. Like, I didn't see any other NFL jerseys over there. It was April. But there was a lot of Jag gear being worn. I'm like, all right, maybe it is kind of taking a foothold and whatnot, and we'll see if it continues to grow over there in London. But, yeah, Doug Peterson is probably walking the plank again. I mean, you can't sit there as the head coach of a football team and say, we need a culture change. Sir, you created the culture here in this operation. And so if you're sitting there saying we need a culture change, you probably need to look in the mirror and go, I got to go. So yeah. Doug Peterson, you maybe walking the short plank. Mike McCarthy probably walking the short plank again, but what does it do to fire your coach at this point of the season, right? It really gives you like a boost, maybe, you know, in one game, but after that, you're still in a bad spot. And maybe gives you a jump start in trying to find that next football coach, but you fire a guy at this point in the season, you're just throwing the rest of the year away, and you're not going to sell a ticket. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to go. So you've got to figure out, you know, that balancing act between this being a business and being a good football decision. And if you're going to fire Doug Peterson, who are you going to hire to replace Doug Peterson as well, too? That is a Super Bowl winning coach. I know it seems like an eternity ago that he won a Super Bowl, you know?
Was a Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah, but still is. I mean, he still got that on his resume. I mean, my God, the guy won a Super Bowl, and you're going to run him out the door, so by all means, go do it.
I do want to call an audible on the rundown, because I don't really care about baseball right now.
Yeah.
I understand that the Yankees and Dodgers are going to play in the World Series. ALCS Game 1 is tonight.
Yeah, you think it's a done deal already, Yankees and Dodgers?
I mean, Dodgers absolutely just waxed the Mets.
Yeah, they did.
You talk about house money. The Mets made the ALCS. No one had them there. They got there on a hook, line, and sinker of Pete Alonso, and then they just get absolutely murdered last night by the Dodgers. Who cares? Cleveland, Yankees.
I'm not rooting for Cleveland.
I'm not rooting for either one.
Do you know the Royals are the last AL Central team to win a World Series?
Believe it. I mean,
seriously, who won it before them?
It would have been the White Sox.
Would have been the White Sox in like 05, right? Is that when the White Sox won it? I think.
Whenever they had Jermaine Dye, former Royal, who won the World Series MVP.
Right. So the White Sox won it in like 05. The Royals won it like 10 years later in 15. Nobody's won it since. I don't want the Guardians to win this damn thing. So let the Yankees knock them out. Keep the Royals as the last remaining AL Central. The Royals may win a World Series before another team in the American League Central wins a World Series.
I
would have said that 365 days ago, would you have believed that? Probably not.
No.
But the Royals have probably a better opportunity to win a World Series than anybody else in the American League Central, because I do think the Yankees are going to take care of the Guardians. I think it's their year, and I hope it is, and keep the Guardians out and get the Royals back to the World Series next year and win another one and go, man, the only team that wins a World Series in the Central are the Royals.
Yeah. But no, I want to bring this up because I believe maybe I'm the only one in this boat. I don't think I am, Mac. I think you might agree with this as well. But at the beginning of the year when the schedule released, I remember one of the topics that I had on After Hours was the fact that the Chiefs had a week 6 bye week. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, they're never this early. They're always like week 10, week 11. It's always later in the season. You get that bye week, then you come back and finish strong the rest of the season. But I feel like, maybe I'm wrong, there could not have been a better week to get a bye week for the Kansas City Chiefs than this week, because one, you're sitting at 5-0. That's awesome, right? That's great.
I think most people would have said if they were 3-2 at the bye, because for whatever reason, people seemingly still don't believe the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. And if you watch this weekend slate without the Chiefs, you know damn well the Chiefs are the best and most entertaining team in the NFL.
Not only that, the Royals played on that Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
Friday, obviously, they're out. You know, you might have had some people that had homecoming this weekend. Then you had Saturday, which is, you know, the end of, I think it's like the end of fall sports, basically, was this weekend for some, not everybody. And then you think about all the injuries that have piled up, not only in the NFL, which I had this conversation with Cody and Alex when we were watching the playoff games at the K. I was like, maybe I'm biased or I'm keeping my Chiefs glasses on, but this seems like it's been a rough year for injuries in the NFL.
Oh,
I know
God,
every
yes.
year it's
yep.
it's terrible, but I mean, you think about losing your running back, you lose your wide receiver, you lose your wide receiver, you lose this guy. And it's like, this week six bye couldn't have been at a better time because you're beat up. You got to kind of have to like rearrange what your offense is going to look like. And not only that, but you go in 5-0, you come off in a Kansas City area, at least where your baseball team, you know, your heart breaks. And then it's like, oh, it's the start of fall. I've got a weekend off. And then now it's like, okay, now the Chiefs can go the rest of the season, see where they sit in the rest of the, in the division. Not only that, but in the AFC where they are 5-0, they have two massive wins. I mean, the Cincinnati win, I still think they make the playoffs.
You do?
Have you looked at their schedule, the remaining?
No, I have not,
it's
but
not
I've watched
tough.
Them play. I mean, the Giants made that offense look abysmal last
yeah.
night. Now the Giants have a really good defensive front. You're right.
Yeah.
The microphone, but the Giants have a really good defensive front. Brian Burns was a great addition. He dominated that game.
Without Thibodeau.
I know exactly. Yeah. Without Thibodeau, they dominated the Bengals, right? They yeah. absolutely dominated the Bengals from a defensive standpoint. Daniel Jones couldn't quarterback a high school team to a victory. And it's a shame to watch the talent on that Giants team be kicked in the nuts by Daniel Jones.
Gross.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that before. So I don't think Cincinnati's a very good football team. I don't think they're a team that's bought in. And the commentary last night in that game from Chris Collinsworth, and I'll applaud him for this, talking about Joe Burrow's wrist, saying this was the first week Joe Burrow finally admitted, my wrist ain't right. And I'm trying to get that scar
yes.
tissue off, and the ball's not spinning the right way and whatnot. So I don't think Cincinnati's making the playoffs at all. I think they're a dead stick right now. I'm not worried
market.
About the Cincinnati Bengals. That's fine. Market. I don't care. I don't think the Bengals. You played like that against the Giants yesterday. And so I for a team that's supposed to be pretty good offensively with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Joe Burrow, they're supposed to be this great offense, right? The Giants held them down yesterday. They got their 17th point with like seconds to go in the fourth quarter. So I'm not buying in on the Cincinnati Bengals right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know nobody's buying in on Pittsburgh. They just keep winning. They just keep winning football games. Baltimore, they just find ways to win football games. I think if you're Cincinnati, you got to overcome those two teams before we can even start talking playoffs about
don't.
The Bengals.
You don't, because I think there's two things we can go from this weekend. One, the NFC is miles ahead in talent wise over the AFC, right? Like, the number one wild card team in the NFC is the Green Bay Packers at 4-2.
Yeah, the right? NFC Central is wide open. My God, there's never been a situation through 6 weeks where all teams in the division are 4-2 or better in the history of the
wow.
NFL.
The NFC North.
Yeah,
yeah,
amazing.
And then the number one wild card team in the AFC is literally, and I'm seriously here, is the Pittsburgh Steelers at 4-2, then
yeah.
the Chargers at 3-2. The Cincinnati Bengals are 2-4 with an easy schedule. They could easily be a wild card team and limp themselves right into the playoffs and be what, like 10-6? And that would be a wild card team. So that's why I think Cincinnati can make the wild card.
But they still have Baltimore at least one more time. They still have Pittsburgh at least one more time.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
Browns, Eagles, Raiders, Ravens, Chargers, Steelers, Cowboys, Titans, Browns, Broncos, Steelers. It's not a hard schedule.
Exactly. But it's not like
there's
an
what,
easy
two losses
schedule.
Maybe?
Yeah. Like say them again.
Give me 1 second.
All right.
Unlock my phone here. It starts with Browns,
win.
Eagles,
loss.
Win. Raiders,
win.
Ravens,
win. Loss.
Chargers,
loss.
Steelers,
what? Loss.
Cowboys.
Okay, stop.
Loss.
He's just going to keep saying
Titans.
Loss. Stop.
Yeah,
he's just win. Bob's,
no,
Bob's
I,
being Bob. Just let
no,
him.
I,
no, you're
I,
dying
not,
on your take. The Bengals
no,
will make the playoffs.
No, I don't think the Bengals will make the playoffs. It's fine. I don't think based on your schedule, you can sit there. Like, we don't know how good these teams are going to be. We don't know how injuries are going to happen.
Yep.
Like, looking ahead all this way is like, you know, Pittsburgh is good right now. They may not be good. Dallas is not good right now. Maybe they come up and find a win. Like, the NFL is so week to week, game
Fair.
To game, play to play. Like we can look at, like, when you start looking ahead at the schedule, that's when you get into trouble. I know what I've seen out of Cincinnati, and other than playing the Chiefs stuff, they haven't been good this year.
Mm. I think they make it. Let them be the wild card team that wins their first game, and they come to Arrowhead and lose to the Chiefs. That would make a lot of people happy.